you belong to. We joined that, the Sons of God, the kingdom of God is the kingdom that we belong to. Therefore, we are ambassadors, defining us by our function and our activity. So sometimes when you look at these things, I thought, you know what, I was really struggling to kind of find a word. We look for complexity when something is so simple. He lays it out. You're salt. You're the light. You're salt and you're the light. I love what it says in the Message Bible. It says, let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and you will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, don't you think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. You've got a place, is what he's saying. Now that I put you there on the hilltop and on the light stand, shine. Keep your house open. Be generous with your lives. Be open. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up to God, the generous Father in heaven. These are very powerful metaphors, holding deep meaning and profound applications to our daily life. When you think about what salt is known for, salt is known to, in essence, a powerful and versatile substance. It's described as something that meant to enhance flavor. It's supposed to preserve food from decay, and it brings out the best of what it touches. You are salt. We are called to bring out the best of this world. We're called to bring out the salt seasoning in this world. When Jesus tells us that we are the salt, we are the preservers of the world. We are the positive influencers in the world. We're called to be positive influencers in the spaces that we occupy. We're called to enhance the lives of those around us. When people meet us, they should feel better about themselves after they've left us. We are called to uphold the values that God cherishes. Values that are too often neglected in our world today. Jesus says we are salt. But just like salt can be sprinkled sparingly and it changes the whole taste of the food that you're eating, the same thing for us, that it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to be salt. That if the little things, the little acts of kindness, the encouragement words, the selfless deeds, and I must say, this church is really good at encouraging. Maybe it's just me, I'm the people's favorites, but people are really good. I'm encouraging. It's the little acts of kindness that powerfully transforms the heart and uplifts spirits. By embracing this role of being salt, then we become catalysts for positive change in our world. He then says, we are light. You are the light of the world. That means you have visibility. Visibility as children of Christ is our heritage. Some of us feel like, oh, nobody can really see me, just people that are here. You are the light of the world. Visibility is your heritage. You must be seen. He says it's put you on a lampstand. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. And then the instruction comes in. So this is you being light. But then he says, therefore, let your light so shine before men. Could I ask, maybe possibly, that even though you are light, then the probability is that we're not letting our light shine before men. There's a responsibility on us to activate that light so that the world outside of us can see us. We must shine to an extent that man should see your good works. Why? So that your Father in heaven should be glorified. Because all of these things is not shining just for the sake of shining, but really when you look at this, our mandate is to reveal and then glorify Jesus Christ. Everything we do should find its relevance. It should find its relevance in first what? Revealing who God is and glorifying our Father in heaven. In the realm of the Spirit, value and impact can only be measured by the revelation, by that activity. Does it reveal God? And does it glorify our Father in heaven? Practically, what does that mean in our careers, in our businesses, in our relationships, in our skills, whatever that may be, in our ambition? All of these do not have value unless first they reveal. Their motivation is to reveal and glorify Jesus. Then we have impact. Light has got a remarkable quality. It dispels darkness. And so the whole Father of heaven is saying, you have the ability to dispel the darkness of this world by living a life of integrity, compassion, love, illuminates the way for others to rediscover the purpose of Christ. Now, if you've ever heard me talk, you know that I've got a habit of telling myself. So, here we go. So, how to say it all that? Light of the world, salt of the earth, bring God colors, hope, love, encouragement, all that. I went to London a few years ago. Working in London, do something about London, sorry for London. But when you just leave the pounding canal of family, and you enter, there's a pace that is, they're running everywhere. Like, what are we doing? So then you get off Houston, and then your pace also changes, and you're like, why am I racing? Anyway, end of the day, long day, get into this train, it is round packed with people. The other thing, I was chasing people getting to the train, I don't know who I was chasing, they didn't know they were racing me, but they were walking. So I'm in the carriage, and I'm walking, and I'm looking for a space to sit. Everywhere, people are sitting on the floor, and I said, Lord, I'm your holy child, I'm about to sit down, I haven't got a preach for Christ Church, I need a space to sit down and preach. Find this guy, big burly guy, rugby type looking, full train, he's got his bag and chair. It was upon reflection, what happened after that may have started with me saying to him, sir, is that bag sitting on that chair? He didn't say anything to me, he pulled his chair down. But you know in the train, there's etiquette. You know, there's the handrest by the window side, which is where you may be sitting. I didn't really mind because I'd fall asleep if I wanted to. And then there's the one in the middle and the one on the aisle. I think, can I tell you if I'm wrong? This one here, by the cabin, is just a decoration. So mine is the one in the middle. His is the one on the aisle. I'd love to let you know that from Northampton to Milton Keynes, I was involved in the Elbow Wars. To a guy that was double my size. Why am I saying this? I'm saying that we are only human. The irony of it was I was having Elbow Wars trying to write a speech about being salt and black. But our God is faithful. But why am I saying this? I'm saying that sometimes when these are brought up and I bring words, and we bring words of inspiration, you look at this and you think, I cannot attain that. I cannot attain that. And when I give examples like this, it's to show you that we are only humans who are connected to a big God. That you are only light to the capacity that He is light. So it does not negate, it does not disqualify my elder world, but thou shalt not have elder world something to go aside. We are still salt. It didn't stop me being salt. My ministry is not being about here, you know, when Wendy tells us about the pumpkin, and you're like, oh, I wish I could say it that way. It is measured by the motivation of everything I say. It can be entertaining, it can be funny, it can be intelligent even, but if it is not motivated or powered by first trying to reveal who Christ is or glorifying Father in heaven, it has no impact. Any activity that's motivated by the love of Jesus and your love for people will then be powered by trying to reveal who Christ is and then glorify our Father in heaven. It starts first with impacting the world around us before we try to impact the world with a capital T. So my standing before you can only be vetted. My impact can only be vetted when you search my heart and see that the intent of my heart is firstly to reveal who Christ is to the world around us, and secondly to glorify the Father in heaven. When you look at the impact in summary of what the Bible says, impact can only be summarized in two instances in the Bible. Love for God and love for people. This is the pressure off. Because sometimes when you think about big impacts, think about big brands, I'm just disqualifying myself. But it's as simple as loving God and loving His people is the start. Behind whatever we do must be motivated first by His love for people, love for Him, and then love for His people. As salt and light of the world, we have the incredible privilege and responsibility to have a profound impact on the world and the lives around us. Our actions, our words, our attitudes possess the power to change hearts. That we be salt, enhance the lives of others around us, and light to guide them towards the path that is true love. Because what we said last week is the kingdom of God is inside of us. How the people around us see the kingdom of God unless we let that shine, that light shine before men. Together we need to leave a purpose mark on this world. For it is through our impact that we fulfill the purposes of what God has brought us. And we pray this morning that the grace of God just covers us. The grace of God covers us. The pressure is off. When he says you are light, it is who you, when he says you are salt, it is who you are. And when he says you are light, it is what you become. You're a beacon in the world that you're in. And it doesn't take much, but just connecting to the great source, great power source. So as we land, I pray that the grace and wisdom and the divine power be with us, that we become salt and light in our communities, that we may have impact and testimony. This life is not hard. It's not hard, especially when we don't disqualify yourself. It's not hard. Some of us have got our own personal elbow wars. But the truth of the matter is you're still not disqualified. It doesn't stop you from being solved. It doesn't stop you from being right. You just need to keep connected to the source. So I just want to encourage you with this. There's a scripture that be my life, scripture all life. Your word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet. Your word, Lord, is a light unto my path. God gives you enough light for where you are standing. God, what is going on? Here. He says he gives you your word. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. What does it mean? It means that where you are standing, God will illuminate you. He'll give you illumination. You'll be able to see accurately if you ask him. You are light because he is light. He'll not only give you illumination, he'll give you information. God, tell me through your word. I want to press into your word. What are you talking about this situation? I wish I'd done that in the train, but listen. My excuse is I was tired. James, shall we find it? Yeah, James, he told me. Yeah. He told me we're playing Candy Crush. But anyway, he's a light lamp unto our feet, and a lamp unto our feet is a light unto our hearts. Not only does he give us information, he gives us information. The most important thing is that he gives us instruction. He gives you instruction. This is where you need to go with it. This is what you need to do. That all of us, apart from being connected to the power source, we cannot be that impact that we're required to be. We cannot be the salt, we cannot be the light. But what's so easy is that all we need to do today is just change posture. Just change posture and have a connection to the God who is salt and who is light. We're called to be salty. We're called to be light. Father, I pray that the word becomes so easy on their life. But if they leave this place, they are lighter. That they're not carrying a burden. That they're not carrying something that feels so huge. Because everything is done for them. Everything is done for me. I pray, Father God, that this word, this simplicity, will become a challenge to all of us. That even if we're on the train, even if we're on the paths, in our schools, in our workplaces, we just remember who we are because we know who you are. That our paramount power and motivation is driven by the fact that we love you more than anything else. And because we do, it is easy to love your people. I thank you, Father God, for today. I pray that you teach, touch everyone in this place today in a way that is so special. In a way that is so impactful. In Jesus' name, amen.